This is PCJ Radio International. PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. And as we heard in our SIG tune, I'm Keith Perron. It's very nice to have you with me for the next little while for some good music, some chit-chat, and some information as well that we're going to give out. Now, over the past 2 weeks, we've been getting some emails from people and also some letters asking what happened to our shortwave transmissions that we had to Southeast and East Asia. Well, we're going to be returning with those on September the 1st, Sunday, September the 1st, from 1330 to 1430 UTC on 11835 kHz, and hopefully you'll be able to tune in. So, why are we off? Well, we're taking a little bit of a break from it because I had some other things to do, so I couldn't... You know, there's only so many hours in a day. So I wasn't able to produce that and really put the time and devotion into it that I normally should. So the only show that is available right now for Happy Station is the one that we do for our partner stations, which you're listening to right now. But I know that many of you who were tuning into the shortwave show were actually tuning into both, so... We're here, but we're not here, if you know what I mean. But don't worry, September the 1st, and we're going to have something special on that day because we've been collecting a lot of data from the transmissions that we initially started off as a test. So we're going to go through that data and give you the results to it. Now, we actually have a lot of music to get to today and some other things as well that I do want to take a few moments to talk about. But first, let's begin with a song that I think we should consider an anthem. An anthem around the world during tax season. And I think what we should do on that day is have this song blasting in front of tax offices in every country. I think that's a great idea. It's the Beatles with Taxman.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it. Don't ask me what I want it for.
Taxman, The Beatles, beginning today's program. Well, let's take a few moments to talk about a survey that we have running at the PCJ website, www.pcjmedia.com. As you know, we started doing some test transmissions on shortwave, and it's really important to us here at PCJ to find out what you, the listener, think. So we've created a survey, and if you go to www.pcjmedia.com, you'll see it on the front page. It says, come here to take the PCJ International Survey. Click on it and then answer a series of multiple choice questions. And there's some of the questions that you can put your own comments in. Now, this survey does remember your IP, so it's not like you can go back and keep voting for over and over for things. I think it's fair that way as well, you know. Anyway, there's 10 questions, and it takes you, you know, less than a minute to respond. And many of you, of course, are familiar with websites and companies that have surveys on their website, and some say it only takes a few minutes, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. And you just, after a while, you just go, oh, is there any more? Can it just end? You know? So I thought, let's make this one simple. So the questions are, do you enjoy PCJ Radio's shortwave broadcasts? What do you think should be the main targets for PCJ Radio International? What content would you like to hear more of on PCJ Radio International? How do you listen to your radio content? How would you best describe PCJ Radio International? What is your favorite PCJ Radio International program? Those are the multiple choice questions. And then there's some, actually, where you can put your own comments in. They are, what direction would you like to see PCJ Radio International take? What do you think of PCJ presenters? Another multiple choice question, do you think it's a good idea to have a weekly propagation forecast in Media Network Plus? And the final one, what are your final comments about PCJ Radio International? So go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and take part in the results. Now, we're going to be announcing the results in September, so there is still enough time to go and vote on them. I'm actually quite surprised about a number of the comments that people have been leaving, and some of the choices. And I was thinking today, maybe I should talk about them. And then at the last moment, I thought, you know what? Let's leave it. Let's leave it until September, because I don't want to influence other people out there to choose something that maybe they're doing it because somebody else is. So we're going to do it in September, all at one time. So do go do it. It takes less than 1 minute. Unless you're slow, and it could take 30 minutes. But if it's taking 30 minutes, then you have a serious problem. A very serious problem indeed. All right, time now for more music. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention it, but the first few songs on today's show are from vinyl. The Taxman song is from the Beatles album Revolver, which is from a new pressing, which is fantastic. So is our next selection, the one and only Rolling Stones with Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Goodbye, there's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
Ruby Tuesday, the Rolling Stones from a greatest hits package, a double album called The Rolling Stones 1964 to 1972. Just reissued on vinyl, and it absolutely sounds fantastic. And this is something, of course, that we were discussing recently on the PCJ Facebook page. Oh, well, not recently, maybe a couple of months ago. We were talking about sound quality of, say, vinyl versus CDs. And while it's true that CDs do sound better, vinyl does have a very, very distinctive sound, very different sound. But a lot of the vinyl that was being pressed perhaps in the late 80s and 90s was absolute rubbish. It was absolute rubbish. A lot of the record labels, especially those in the United States, were very guilty of this. They were using inferior vinyl to press the albums, so they ended up sounding absolutely horrible, which made people think, oh, well, CDs must be better, so we're going to go buy CDs. In the last 10 years or so, record labels have realized that there still is a very big vinyl market. It's a niche market, of course. So they started pressing good quality LPs again. And what's interesting, if you look at trends around the world, CD sales have declined dramatically. They've declined dramatically because now you can buy music online and download it. But vinyl sales, even though they account for around 14 or 15% of all music being sold around the world, have not declined. In fact, over the last 3 years, they've seen growth in this sector. This is partially due to the good quality pressings that are now coming out and also the amount of turntables that are available on the market. Now, there are a lot of turntables which are absolute rubbish, but there are other ones as well that are absolutely fantastic. For example, there's a company from Austria called Project. And one of their turntables, which is the Debut 3 model, which is the one that I have at home, is an entry-level high-end turntable. And a lot of people have been saying that especially high-end turntables, maybe over the last few years, are some of the best that have come out maybe in the last 30 years. Because there was a period, 80s, 90s, where the average turntable was mostly rubbish. But now, for relatively, you know, a small amount of money, you can buy a pretty decent turntable. So if you're not familiar with vinyl, I would suggest you go and look at it and give it another chance. Because when you're listening to music on vinyl, it could be new stuff as well. And older stuff, you hear it differently. It sounds very different. So that's my little promotion, shall we say, for vinyl out there. I still do buy a lot of vinyl, and actually never stopped buying it. 2 weeks ago, I went to the Nangang Exhibition Hall just outside Taipei to see an absolutely fantastic show, an Icelandic performer by the name of Björk. I'm sure that, of course, many of you are familiar with her. More than 20 years ago, she was with a band called the Sugar Cubes. It was a rock band. But Björk, as a performer, is phenomenal. Now, you probably have heard her stuff, and some of you are saying, oh, I'm not too big a fan. But if you go and see her in concert, I guarantee that you will change your mind. The last time that I saw Björk perform live was when she was singing with the Sugar Cubes in Montreal at a club called Les Foufounes Électriques. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s. I hadn't seen her since. Had a couple of her recordings at home, didn't really listen to them very much. And I thought, well, I'm going to go see her live because I never had. And it was fantastic. One of the songs that she performed that night was a song called Thunderbolt. And as the song was doing its introduction before she started singing, this big, big drum, a cage around it. And inside the cage was a Telsa coil. Because if you listen to this recording, which we'll take a listen to now, you can tell which part in concert they use the Telsa coil to generate the music. And it was just extraordinary. It was just extraordinary. And one of the nice things, of course, about the concert that she gave here in Taipei was it wasn't a big venue. It wasn't at the Taipei Arena, which seats around 20,000 people. No, it was at the Nangang Exhibition Center, which seats about 5,000. So it was a very intimate concert. And one of the amazing things was I'd never been there to see a concert before, so I wasn't sure what to expect. So we walked in. You basically can go sit anywhere you want or stand or whatever. And we were, myself and a group of friends that went, we were probably, I would say, just a handshake away from the stage. That's how close it was. Fantastic sound. And when you saw the Telsa coil in this number and a few other numbers, it was just absolutely extraordinary. Here she is, Björk, from her latest album with the song Thunderbolt. Now, what I want you to do, close your eyes and just picture that one part of the song that is being played by a Telsa coil. And I think you'll also be moved by it.
Staring at water's edge, cold frost on my twig, my mind in whirls, wonders around desire. Too often craving miracles. May I, can I, or have I too often now craving miracles, craving miracles? No.
And it hungers for
Bjork and Thunderbolt. The only thing I'll say is that if you do want to see a fantastic show, go and see her. It is just extraordinary. And she had this fantastic, fantastic female choir from Iceland performing with her. And when they were singing with just voices, it was almost like you were in a church, just like a monastery. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was so extraordinary because they would do this like very monastery religious sound and then get into some techno and electronic music and then slow down and the Telsa coil would come down. And it was just, it's hard to put in words. It really is hard to put in words. I'm sure if you go to YouTube and do a search for Bjork, you'll find this Telsa coil that she's using. It is quite extraordinary. You're listening to, of course, The Happy Station Show, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Many of you write us from time to time saying, we'd like to hear a little bit more classical music on the show. And somebody suggested a group that they heard us play once before, last year. It's the New York's Ensemble for Early Music, directed by Frederick Rentz. This is a recording they made in 1986 in Italy. It's of Daniel and the Lions by Ludus Danielos. And it's a good example of early classical music, and it's quite good. So we're going to take a listen to one track from here, which is, well, entitled Entry of Daniel. And I hope you enjoy it.
Nimis impervi age, iectus est ad lor.
Entry of Daniel from Daniel and the Lions, composed by Ludus Danielus, performed by the New York Ensemble for Early Music, directed by Frederick Rentz. Here's a question. How many shows out there, 1 minute, would you hear the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Bjork, and then some music from the Middle Ages? Not too many, certainly, for sure. If you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs at pcjmedia.com. Now, by request, this is somebody who's requesting this, who listens to our show on shortwave and also to the version of the show that we do for our partner stations, the one you're listening to right now. It's Morrissey and his big hit, Ouija Board, Ouija Board.
Ouija Board, would you work for me? I have got to say hello to an old friend. Ouija Board, Ouija Board, Ouija Board, would you work for me? To get through to a good friend. Well, she has now gone from this unhappy planet with all the carnivores and the destructors on it. Ouija board, Ouija board, Ouija board, would you help me? Because I still do feel so horribly lonely. Would you read your board? Would you read your board? Would you help me? And I just can't find my place in this world.
Ouija board, Morrissey by request here on the Happy Station Show. Just want to take a second actually to tell you about a new show coming to PCJ Radio International very soon. It's going to be a show that is going to be produced for us, that's right, for us in Latin America. A Latin American music show, which will be 30 minutes once a week. And details of when that show is going to be coming out, you will be able to find at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. While you're there, of course, you can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. All the details are at our homepage. So, yes, a Latin music show coming to PCJ Radio International very soon. You're probably wondering why I didn't give you any more details right now. Well, the simple reason is the producer is still trying to come up with a name of the show. But there will be a page at our website for the show. And we're also going to be distributing that show to our partner stations. So who knows? The station you're listening to, Happy Station 2 right now, may also carry this program. If not, you can also download it anytime. But we'll give you the details a little later on. Speaking of music from Latin America, we're going to listen to a recording that came out, what year was this? I cannot find it. Doesn't matter. The group is called Q-Bop City Big Band. Q-Bop City Big Band from the Netherlands, featuring Lucas van Mericht. And this was a CD that was released by Radio Nederland a number of years ago, I think, and is a great, fantastic Latin music CD. So we're going to listen to one track from here right now. It's called Así Es La Humanidad.
Yo!
All right, some fantastic Latin American music here on the program. A bit of a teaser for a show that we're going to be starting here at PCJ Radio International. Very soon, they'll be produced for us in Latin America. To end off today, our last selection is the group The Searchers. There's a new CD that has just come out, which is called The Searchers on Swedish Radio. And it's made up of a number of sessions that they recorded for Swedish radio back in the 1960s of all their hits. And it is quite very different than the actual recorded versions, but nevertheless still very nice. So we're going to take a listen to a song that I think would be appropriate to play on today's show because we had another typhoon this week in Taiwan and also a lot of rain. And it's called What Have They Done to the Rain? The Searchers, recorded at Swedish radio in the 1960s. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
1, 2, 3. Just a little rain falling all around, the grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? Just a little breeze out of the sky, the leaves nod their head as the breeze blows by. Just a little breeze with some smoke. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years. And the grass is gone, the boy disappears, and rain keeps falling like helpless tears. And what have they done to the rain? What have they done to the rain?
Thank you very much.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.